This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our next guest joins us on behalf of MetRx, whose lineup of sports nutrition products help elite athletes who are hungry for more take their training to the next level. Our next guest was a star for Duke's national championship team a couple of years ago in 2015. He was second team all-rookie team a couple of years ago as well. Former number 10 overall selection of the NBA draft, Miami Heat forward Justice Winslow. Justice, good morning.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us. And you're in the middle of a great run. Over the last six games, you've averaged double-digit points, seven rebounds, 2.5 assists, 1.7 steals. Do you feel like this is the best basketball you have played since you've gotten into the league?
Yeah, it's definitely some of the better basketball I've been playing. But just hats off to my teammates and the coaching staff, who's put me in a good position to be successful. But I'm in a pretty good rhythm right now.
Feels like you guys also are keeping your head above water, trying to get that final playoff slot, maybe even a little better. But right now, you're in that eighth slot. How much will it take? What will it take down the stretch for you guys to hold on to making the postseason?
It's going to take everything we have. I mean, it's close right now. You know, not as tight as the Western Conference, but, Eastern standings are still tight, five through eight. So we have a good opportunity ahead of us to string together some wins and try to go up a couple of spots. But it's extremely tight. That's what you want as a competitor is for every game to have meaning.
Yeah, it's a good thing for you. There's a little space because between you and the next team, Detroit, there's a couple of game cushions. So right now you guys are the eight seed trying to hold on to that, make the postseason. Obviously, a big story for you guys this year was getting Dwayne Wade back at the trade deadline. Obviously, he's a hero in town. Seeing Wade return to the franchise, what has that experience been like for you?
It's great. You know, just being part of history, his return, everything he means for the city, the community in Miami. So it's been unbelievable, just his presence and kind of his aura of being back has taken over the whole city. So it's been great to be a part of.
What's something that you notice as you watch him go about practice or games now that he's back? What's one thing that stands out to you as you observe Wade's return?
I think just his preparation as a professional, just coming into work every day early, taking care of his body, just trying to give himself the best chance to be successful, especially at his point of career he's in. So, I think just his preparation, every day, showing up to work on time, being a professional, watching the film, helping out the whole team. I think that's been one of the biggest things I noticed.
Heat forward Justice Winslow joins us here on the show. One thing that has been fire for you guys is these brand new badass jerseys. They got the throwback script on them. They got the teal and the pink. Everybody in that city loves them. You guys have been wearing them a lot. They look great. How have you liked those brand new jerseys guys are rocking?
I like them. We wore them for like 15 straight games. So kind of got a little tired of them, but they're cool. They're a good way to represent the city. So I think the guys like them.
You obviously have very fond memories of the NCAA tournament. Only a brief run for you, 1 year at Duke, but boy, you guys end up winning the NCAA tournament. So going into this, which we've been breaking down brackets the last 2 days, what was your feeling going into your first March Madness, into your first NCAA tournament? Was it nerves? Was it excitement? What were the emotions you felt?
I think for me, I was a little nervous. It took me to the end of that first game to really, find the rhythm, find the flow. But, I was confident in our team. We had just lost in the semifinals to a good Notre Dame team. But it's kind of a wake-up call for us. And I think it was, one of the best things that happened to us as a group was losing the ACC. They just woke us up, and, we went on a run, won six in a row, and won the championship.
You know, you guys had some exciting games en route to that championship, but ended up, kind of pulling away at the end of a lot of those games. And then in the championship game, you obviously take home everything. What was it like when you're walking up on that ladder and you're snipping that net and you're going, wow, my first year, we accomplished all this? Was that kind of mind-blowing?
Honestly, we didn't really think about it as, it being our first year. Everybody on the team, just wanted to win. We all had championship mentality, and so we just lived in the moment, and it's something that we always believed in. So when it happened, we weren't surprised or, it wasn't too crazy to us. It's what we had worked all year for. We were a top team the whole year, so we understood the level that we needed to play at the whole year to get that accomplished. So for us, it wouldn't take us by surprise. We were just happy and glad that we had finally did it.
You have been part of two legendary figures in basketball, Coach K at Duke, and then Pat Riley, of course, overseeing the Heat. Do you see any similarities between the two that might drive those guys to greatness?
Yeah, for sure. I think just their knowledge of the game and their desire to win, I think that's two things that separate them. And for Coach, Coach K involves, recruiting and going on the road and getting to know young players. And for Coach Riley, has been, as a player, as a coach, and, as a someone in the front office. So just their desire to win, I think, is a characteristic that really separates them.
The one and done might be gone next year. You were that. You were also Parade All-American, a McDonald's All-American 2014, Texas's Mr. Basketball. Had you not had to go to college for a year, would you have jumped directly to the NBA?
No, I think I would have. I think I would have gone to college regardless. Jumping straight to NBA, I mean, it wasn't even an option, so it's hard to even say. But I had a great year at Duke, so I don't take it back, at all.
No doubt. Justice Winslow joins us here on the show. He's working on behalf of MetRx. How are things going with MetRx? What are you guys working on right now together?
Having the year I did have last year, being out a long time, just focusing on my body is something that was really important to me. And just they're a nutrition company that, helps athletes, take their game, take their workouts to the next level. So that was just been a big focus of mine, and just focusing on, working towards the future and putting in the time, putting in the work. I thought this would be a great brand, a great company to partner with to help take my game to the next level.
Well, good to see you back healthy after the torn labrum. Thanks for joining us today on behalf of MetRx. Be sure to check out Justice on Instagram and on Twitter to hear how he uses his past success to fuel his hunger for more. Justice Winslow from the Miami Heat joining us this morning on the show. Justice, good stuff, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Justice Winslow joining us here on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.